Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Rick Renick. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Woodson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Woodson. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting second, the catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting third, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Woodson, and towards Thompson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. Oates hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Carew reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McNally. Carew moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. One out. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodson moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodson scores. Bry moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Renick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally moves to second. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-2 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Darwin. The throw from Oates and he is safe. Darwin steals second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun strikes out. One out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0-for-2 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Darwin scores. Renick moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman is walked intentionally. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Darwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Cesar Tovar now playing right field. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford pinch hits for Dave McNally. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Renick strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Nettles now playing center field. Steve Bry now playing left field. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 3 in the game. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oates for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Woodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodson is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodson strikes out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Crowley, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.